We're back on KLGR, and it's time for our rotating interview with the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. Happened to be catching with Amanda Billick here at the Ag Expo, but now we're airing this a week later. How you doing?
I'm doing great today, Dustin. How are you?
Doing well. So what kind of things are going on with the Minnesota Corn Growers? I know you guys have been involved with the gubernatorial candidates, kind of educating them about agriculture and corn in particular. How is that going? What kind of response are you seeing?
Yeah, well, we hosted a series of visits in mid-October through mid-November with eight gubernatorial candidates at Minnesota Corn Farms. It's a part of our initiative, MN Corn Grows Minnesota. And those were fantastic visits. Both the farmers and the candidates really appreciated the opportunity to take some time one-on-one, you know, whether you're in the combine or you're looking at the fields, kind of looking at conservation practices. Also, and to sit down either in the farm shop or around the kitchen table, talk about some of those issues that are really important to farmers, ranging from taxes and rural economic development, water quality, those types of issues. Had a really good response and really positive feedback. And so we're actually looking at trying to extend some of those visits and thinking about doing a similar type of initiative, but with the candidates that are running in the first congressional district, an open seat.
That's going to be an open seat because obviously Wall's running for governor. You know, and this has probably been a great idea. I know a lot of ag groups looking at this saying, you know, we farmers feel that disconnect once in a while with what goes on inside 494, you know, and sometimes feel like they need to remind everybody that, hey, we're still here, we're half of the state, we're still here. It's as good chance as any to let these people know what we're doing out here and that we're part of the state and what we need to keep contributing to the economic stability of the state.
Absolutely. That is a big part of the initiative. The other thing is that, you know, whether it's the gubernatorial candidates or the candidates are going to be running for Congress in the first congressional district, the fact of the matter is that all of these candidates are involved in public policy in one way or the other. One of them ultimately is going to be the eventual winner of the outcome of the election. But it still is important to take the time to do this because all those candidates are involved in public policy, are going to continue to be involved in public policy, whether it be in the state legislature, as a county commissioner, you know, involved with the parties. So it's well worth taking the time to do it.
And like you said, we'll give them another view of what is going on here in the state, you know, because like I said, outside the loop, we feel disconnected.
Absolutely. And when you kind of do the one-on-one visits, too, you have the opportunity that candidates feel a little bit more comfortable to be able to kind of ask some of those questions that they might not want to ask and sort of like a public forum or a debate type of forum. So it's really an opportunity to kind of let that guard down and to really just, you know, spend that time having a really honest and open conversation.
So now, outside of working with the gubernatorial candidates, what kind of things are you guys focusing on right now with policy?
Yeah, so the legislative session is going to be starting in Minnesota in February 20th. So we're just kind of working on finalizing some of our policy priorities. We'll be adopting our resolutions for the next year tomorrow at our annual meeting, which will help us, you know, set some direction. And so we're looking at, of course, taxes are going to be a part of the discussion in the upcoming legislative session. That's really because of the federal tax reform. And so there's going to be some changes being talked about and discussed to Minnesota's tax system. So we want to make sure we keep an eye on that and advocate for a tax structure that still is going to be beneficial to agriculture and not disadvantage agriculture and farmers. We're also going to be talking a little bit about property taxes a little bit more, too, especially with the ag to school credit that got passed last legislative session, really making sure to reinforce the message that was a really important thing for agriculture. And it's going to be important to maintain that in future legislative years, too, as well. And then, of course, at the federal level, with the Farm Bill reauthorization, and really have been spending time, we'll continue to spend time working on some of our Farm Bill priorities with strengthening the commodity title, protecting crop insurance, hopefully expanding some of those CRP acres.
You know, and that's one thing, is a lot of uncertainty right now, Farm Bill, trade. You know, a lot of people are worried. You know, a lot of indication in the last days about how well things are getting along in Congress right now. I mean, if the budget bills are any indication about how well things are getting done right now, people are nervous. I mean, this could affect how the Farm Bill is done. This could affect NAFTA negotiations. I mean, you hear Canada, you know, rattling their bells every couple days about this isn't going to work or that's not going to work. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty right now.
There's a lot of uncertainty, and that's why it's more important than ever that individual farmers and farmer leaders are in contact with our congressional members of Congress and leaders to really reinforce like how important these different negotiations are, these different trade agreements or the Farm Bill are, to really how important they are to tell their story and to, you know, keeping an eye on the ball and having those priorities really be at the front and center.
All right. Well, Amanda, I thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us.
Thank you so much, Dustin.
That's Amanda Billick here with the Minnesota Corn Growers on the Farm Show. We're back after this.